Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of Mount Calvary. He went to the grave, but checked out.
After the hour, as we endeavor to bring you all the news that's fit to talk about, and then some, Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls of our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler, thankfully here to add some reason to our discussions from time to time, also monitoring your reasonable or unreasonable comments at Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So now it's time for me to pique Roberta's attention to whatever is going on. The story of a woman in a hot air balloon. Lady realized she was lost. She lowered her altitude, spotted a man in a boat below her. She shouted down to him, excuse me, sir, can you help me? I promised a friend I'd meet him in an hour, but I don't know where I am. Man consulted his portable GPS and replied, you're in a hot air balloon, approximately 30 feet above ground. The elevation here is 2,346 feet above sea level. You're at 31 degrees, 14.97 minutes north latitude, 100 degrees, 49.04 minutes west longitude. She rolled her eyes and said, you must be a Republican. Man said, I am. How did you know? Well, answered the lady in the balloon, everything you told me is technically correct, but I have no idea what to do with your information, and I'm still lost, frankly. You've not been much help to me. The man smiled and responded, you must be a Democrat. I am, replied the balloonist. How'd you know? Well, said the man, you don't know where you are or where you're going. You've risen to where you are due to a large quality of hot air. You made a promise you have no idea how to keep, and you expect me to solve your problem. You're in exactly the same position you were in before we met, but somehow now it's my fault.
Oh, those good old Republican and Democrat jokes.
Oh, yes. And that's the only political discussion we will have this morning on the Good Day program. Let's talk about drugs.
Drugs?
This is something that so appalls me, that is so obvious, it's so easy to see what's going on here. You will find today in certain news media, the strategy is to get you to believe that anything that's not approved by the FDA is bad. Thus the story of Lamar Odom, who is dying. Basically, he's technically brain dead and therefore on life support. So the reason, according to the news media, is because he took things that were not approved by the FDA. Cocaine, let's be sure, is not approved by the FDA. However, the other items that he took after he took cocaine, the sexual performance enhancers that come from the same people who are interested in helping you live a life that's better, basically, if you look at the labels of all of the sexual enhancer products that are not approved by the FDA, that aren't Viagra, they aren't Cialis, they aren't Levitra, they're basically all nitric oxide enhancers. That's all they do. You look at them, the basic content is L-arginine, and L-arginine comes from things like what Super Beats does. It's the same stuff. So don't be fooled by these morons. They're actually pretty smart. They have the power of the press behind them. Big Pharma doesn't want you using supplements. They don't want you. The Big Pharma wants you to buy as much Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. Hey, look at all those ads. We got to support the Big Pharma boys somehow. And if we have people buying, if we think, if in fact, the story works and people believe that he took these enhancers, people start ordering more of them and buying less Viagra. That's bad for us. So we better get the news media all over this and make sure they point to the FDA not approving any of the things this guy took. He didn't any more die from taking that stuff than I did. And I haven't, thank you. And they,
I heard on a story on the way in about it that, what did they say? They threw this line into the story that there could be drugs that aren't listed on the ingredients in those.
There are not drugs. Yeah. There can be things like
ingredients
and
not listed.
Like yohimbe and walnut root, or what do they call it? Wart root.
And you don't know how they're going to react with whatever, you know, drugs
with
that you
cocaine.
Might be taking.
Right. Yeah, with cocaine. Right.
Or even you know, legal drugs, pharmaceutical drugs that you might be taking. You have no idea how they're going to interact with them.
So apparently Odom was at this place for like 4 days.
He was at the house of the guy who owns the place.
He got the cocaine.
And was fine. And then apparently got a phone call from a girl, got depressed, wanted to be alone. And so that's the story that the,
well, he hasn't had a good
the
life.
Bunny Ranch is kicking out.
His child died when he was 6, 7 months old. His marriage to Kim Kardashian or Khloe or whoever, which one it is, is on the rocks. By the way, even though they haven't officially gotten divorced yet, she's in charge of his treatment, so she can pull the plug anytime.
Oh. Oof.
Yeah. Bingo. Now, okay, so the other side of this drug story today is a study that's out about vitamin D. And the suggestion is that vitamin D pills do not help prevent growths that can lead to things like colon cancer. The news media story that I see refer to it, this is an AP story, as the latest setback among many efforts to prevent disease through vitamin supplements. Do you know what a crock of horse manure that is? First of all, they don't go into the difference between synthetic versions of vitamin D or other supplements and the real stuff that comes from food. You never buy supplements that are synthetic. Never, never. You look for the supplements that have a food base to them, and that's what you use. Any moron knows that. Let's hope somebody... Don't buy
supplements made in China or Thailand at the dollar store.
Right.
Well, remember what Dr. Jack told us once is that everything that you buy off of the shelf at the CVS or the Target or the Walmart or your grocery store or whatever
most of that's synthetic.
They all are made in the same place in like China and come over in 55-gallon drums and then are just parsed out into different little bottles with different labels.
So in that way, the FDA or the claim the FDA doesn't approve of this stuff or hasn't studied it is correct. But to lay on the supplement manufacturers, and there are, by the way, there are good supplement manufacturers and bad supplement manufacturers.
Right.
There are good drug. The FDA supervises, supposedly, the distribution of drugs. There are at least 4, if not 5, drugs approved by the FDA in the last 12 months that have been responsible for the deaths of a number of people in each of these circumstances. And you go back through the legion of years, the FDA has been involved in approving drugs. Do we need to have some standards? Absolutely. But to think that the FDA isn't corrupted by the influence of Big Pharma, look at who the top officers are in the FDA, and that'll tell you the story. End of story. All right? Mm-hmm. So it is a joke to have the focus on the supplements when the real problem, well, the nuance here is how are the supplements made and where are they made? Roberta's just done a good job of overviewing, and Richie has too, of what you look for. If you see a supplement that is made in America, chances are it's pretty good, as long as you look at it and see it's not from synthetic sources. If you see it comes from China, throw it in the ash can. All right? Am I making myself pretty clear?
And by the way, it's hard to get anything that's not made from synthetic sources at your mainstream drugstores.
Not from, mainstream drugstores, but if you go to the people like Standard Process, every single thing that they sell, it's all food-based.
It's spendy, but it's good
stuff. It's expensive.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, very expensive. Supplements are expensive. I just spent...
Good supplements don't come cheap.
Nope. I just have put an order in. I use Life Extension. They have very good products. And the bill will be $546 for a bunch of supplements I just ordered.
How long does that last you?
Well, it depends on what I'm using them for. Some of them last longer than others. A fish oil supplement. I'm taking a vitamin D3 supplement that I got from them. A cognitive brain enhancer that I get from them. And it'll probably that order will last 3 or 4 months worth of product. Yeah.
You get 4 months out of it.
All right. So now that we're here, let's talk about, let me go one step further with this, because you're listening to me talk about these things that basically, at least when it comes to sexual enhancement, it's basically a nitric oxide enhancement. That's what any of that stuff is, whether it's a drug that the FDA has approved or whether it's something that you find over the counter, it's all the same. And so the very basic bottom line here is that if you want to have a better sex life, then you need nitric oxide in your system. Or if you want your these things, by the way, all of these things help without the use of cocaine, thank you, to enhance and open up your arteries so the blood gets around to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs. That's what you want. You want to get blood around to your body to keep your body healthy. That's what it needs. You need to exercise. You need to get blood to the areas that are being taxed. That's why you want blood to go to your muscles when you're working out. And that's why you want blood to go to your brain, so your brain is continually lubricated. And that's what professional athletes are swearing by. Olympic athletes say the products from Neogenesis Labs, starting with the Neo 40 capsule that you put in your mouth, melts in your mouth in immediately, in like 30, 40 seconds, gets into the system, is absorbed through your stomach. Man, what a wonderful way to start the day without having a cup of coffee. It really is. And it's all natural. It's all Super Beats. Super Beats themselves, you take a teaspoon of the Super Beat product and put it in a glass of water and drink that during the day. That also will help you like you wouldn't believe. Call 800-655-4183 and ask for the Doug Special. The special offer is two boxes of Neo 40, regular price, free 30-day supply of Super Beats, no charge, free book on nitric oxide, no charge, free saliva testing strips, no charge, and no charge for shipping. That's the deal. Neo 40 Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Don't let what happened to Lamar Odom happen to you. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How important are grandparents? Well, more than you think. Here's the developmental science of it. Now, I use a lot of science-y explanations on this show, but today I'm telling you my favorite grandma story.
I think this is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, me too.
Years ago, when I was just a little buffer, my mom and dad worked, so I grew up at Grandma's house. One day, I rode my favorite little stuffed horsey into an open fireplace. Grandma protected me, but my horse's face, well, it was burnt badly. I cried, and Grandma said, "Don't worry." And sure enough, the next day when I arrived at Grandma's, my horse looked brand new. Grandma stayed up all night long repairing my horse's face. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's pretty simple. Grandmas can work miracles, and they also deserve our love. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame netminder currently ranks second all-time in wins, games played, and saves. An 11-time All-Star, he's won four Stanley Cups and is one of only six players to have his jersey retired by two NHL teams.
There's a shot by McGinnis, the save by Waugh, the rebound. Owen Waugh has the puck.
So, where is Patrick Waugh now? Patrick is part owner and GM of the Quebec Ramparts of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He's also been the team's coach, and he was known to encourage a bit of brawling when he was behind the bench, even when his players included sons Jonathan and Frederick.
Vernon and Waugh square off. How about this?
Looks like those pucks didn't fall far from the tree. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. In London, city folk are thinking green by taking matters into their own hands. No longer are they waiting for cleanup of their rundown neighborhoods. Instead, they've created teams of green gorillas, that's G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A-S, who head out after dark and plant flowers and green grass in slum areas. Richard H. is a green gorilla.
What I focus on is neglected public land, because it's a win-win situation, and the process of actually doing it as well is hugely satisfying.
Needless to say, police see these green gorillas planting flowers in slums as trespassing.
When you commit an offence, is what you're doing now. It's not your property. You've got no lawful authority to be doing what you're doing, any of you. Mm-hmm. So you're liable to arrest.
Yeah. You've not got permission to do it. So now I quite happily take you into custody for criminal damage. If that's the way you want to go.
I don't know. I don't want to go that
way.
Right,
okay. Well,
then I won't be able to.
Well, it's a start from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Today on App Check, with iDate, find your perfect match. Too bad it crashes a lot, costs $50 a year, and gives you matches thousands of miles away.
You stink.
iDate.
Struck out. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Too bad Jin Jin wasn't here. Celebrate the first airing of the I Love Lucy show.
Wow.
Debuted on this date 1951. For 21 years, Lucille Ball and her husband and her son and yada, 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 little Ricky, the essence of what I think really encapsulated...
The show was on that long?
Yeah.
No.
And reruns. It was a year off, though. Didn't she do Broadway or something?
She's been in several other shows after that.
Yeah.
The Lucy
Show,
right?
She continued to be on TV.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah, I Love Lucy was 51 to 57.
Anyway, Jennifer loves the old reruns. How many of us haven't seen most of those at one point in time in our lives?
Every episode, 15 times.
I know.
At least.
All right. In the television news department, the U.S. Netflix, what do we call this? Takeover? In the United States, Netflix gained 880,000 subscribers last quarter. Not quite what they expected, but can you imagine that's like a million? They had 4 million a year. What does that do to television watching?
You know, they took a hit on their stock values this week.
Yeah.
And I heard that one of the issues was the chip credit card switchover.
Oh, really?
Is giving them a hard time in collecting on some of their payments. So they've lost some money in the past couple of months trying to switch everybody over to the new payment.
America's Next Top Model is all done. Just about time for that, isn't it? My Best Friend's Wedding is becoming a TV show. That was the Julia Roberts movie. Another movie becoming a TV show. And Donald Trump is going to host Saturday Night Live. November the 7th. Look out!